It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show, talking about a new nonprofit today. Lindsay Selig and Maureen Thompson are the co-founders of Rocky Mountain Kid Clubs. CLUBS is an acronym, which stands for Community Learning Understanding Behavioral Skills. So this is new. This is a new thing, right, ladies? Like this school year, last school year?
Well, originally, I'm a former special ed teacher, and I ran social skills programs after school in addition to being a special ed teacher. And the social skills groups were focusing on children on the autism spectrum. And I've done that for the past 15 years. And then with a career change, I decided that I really wanted to continue focusing on working with kids and meeting their socio-emotional needs. So it was about a year and a half ago, Lindsay and I met, and I was telling her about my dream to continue this social skills program and kind of elaborate on that a little bit more and expand our program. And we just through discussion found out that we have a lot of things in common, and we both have a very strong interest and desire to help kids in the community. And we just said, let's do it. Let's give it a shot. So we've been running the program as Rocky Mountain Kid Clubs for about a year and a half. And then we filed our paperwork and did everything for the nonprofit status about a year ago in January.
Okay. So you probably have received that back by now. I know it takes
a while. We're officially, you know, a 501c3. So we're very excited about that.
Right. And then I want to say there are even subchapters under that. It's like 501c, you know, double Z or something like that, depending on what exactly it is you're doing. We don't need to get that complicated or technical. So, Lindsay, what's your background before you and Maureen had the discussion about Rocky Mountain Kid Clubs?
So I was a school counselor for several years and had spent time working in elementary school. And when I moved to the Valley, I had taken some time off to raise my kids and had done some other things. And so the timing when Maureen and I met was really appropriate because I was feeling that desire to get back in and do some of this work with the kids. And I currently work as the prevention specialist at Carbondale Middle School as well. And so I really, when we met, it was just kind of serendipitous of we both had this desire to help kids to, we were seeing the decline in emotional regulation in kids and an increase in anxiety and depression and a lack of connection. And so we put this program together to help fulfill that need because in the schools they're not able to dedicate as much time as is needed to work on these skills with children.
Boy, I may be venturing into bad territory here. First thing I think of when you say that is screen time. And maybe we shouldn't go there, but that's the first thing I think of when you're talking about emotional regulation and unconnected and that kind of thing. But you know, maybe I'm off the mark here, or maybe.
Well, it is 2020, you know, so and kids, we all spend so much time on our screens, and we're also distracted from just life in general, and. You know, as an adult, I think it's really important that we have coping skills to deal with life stresses and different things that come up in our lives. But we also have the benefit of age and experience where kids don't always have that time and those experiences to really handle things that come up. And it's hard to be a kid, you know. I mean, with the social media, things are, you know, they're dinging at you all day and, you know, negative comments and just things on the playground, you're left out. And the whole idea, I should probably back up a little bit, started from my husband was bullied as a young boy, and it stayed with him his whole entire life. And it always struck me as odd how he was such a great person and a huge heart and just so smart and so just a big life. He was just a wonderful person. And he ended up taking his life in 2006.
I'm very sorry.
And it all came back. It all stemmed from being bullied. And I had a lot of friends growing up, and I had a great family and a lot of support. And I learned at that time that I didn't have the coping skills to deal with something like that, despite my, you know, my family and the support I had and all these friends. But I realized that it really is important that that kids have these skills to deal with even the smallest stress and the smallest anxiety. And just being left out at the lunch table or on the playground, you see your friends playing and two kids are talking and you think they're talking about you, or you get a negative comment on your Facebook page or wherever, your Instagram. I'm not even really too familiar with all the ways the kids can be on social media, but there's so much out there, even the video games and movies and TV. It's just so much. And these kids need these skills to be better people and to be able to be successful in life. You know, that your success is not driven by your grades in school. They're very important, but your success is driven by your people skills and your ability to interact with other people.
Parents outside Carbondale schools may have never heard of Rocky Mountain Kid Clubs because you are only currently in Carbondale schools, so specifically kindergarten through seventh grade.
Yes.
In Carbondale schools, so Carbondale Elementary and Carbondale Middle.
Well, we meet at the Orchard Church. They're kind enough to let us use a room there. But our goal is to be able to hit all the kids from Aspen to Rifle. And we're building on that at this time. And we had this RV donated to us, and this was the dream that I had for about 20 years, was to have an RV and turn it into a mobile meeting space so we can just pull up, meet kids in every town, and do our work, and then go on to the next town.
That's very similar to the dream I've had for 20 years, too, although without the community-minded goal.
Yeah, I mean, we're trying to make communities better, you know? I mean, these kids are the future of Carbondale and Glenwood and Aspen, so we need to give them the skills to make these communities and keep these communities as great as they are.
Do you have a website, Facebook page, anything like that where parents can learn more about what you do and get in contact?
Yeah, so we have a website, RockyMountainKidClubs.org, with mountain spelled MTN. And we are on Facebook and Instagram, and just really trying to get the word out that these classes are for everybody. They're not just for the student who acts out in school or is having emotional regulation issues, that the Explore series is team building and working together and in an activity-based way. Each month we have a different theme. We've done cooking classes and mad scientists and arts and crafts classes, you know, because it's really about coming together and learning how to be together as a group. And our social-emotional wellness program really hones in on those skills more specifically, but it is not something that you need to be identified in special education to attend. It's really skills that kids don't always pick up really easily. How to handle anger and not let it explode. How to handle the stresses, as Maureen was talking about. You know, when we were younger, if we were getting bullied, when we left school, we were able to be in the safety of our home and not have to deal with it. Today, the kids are continually getting bombarded through social media and chats online, and it just is really having a big effect. And so these skills are so important for all kids to learn, because you never know when you're going to be faced with an event that you've never had to deal with before, and how to handle that appropriately, because kids don't always come to their parents when they have these big feelings or talk to the school counselor or to the teacher, and sometimes they just continue to hold it inside, where it may appear that they're fine, but then all of a sudden something happens and it all comes out.
Again, that website is RockyMTNKidClubs.org.
Yes.
Again, currently just available to students in the Carbondale area, but want to expand that, and now with the donation of that RV,
right. Yes.
Hoping to make that a traveling thing. Mm-hmm. So will that mean that the organization would require more than just the two of you at that point?
Well, depending on the numbers and as we mm-hmm. grow, you know, that's definitely our hope, to be big enough to be able to have multiple locations so that we can reach as many kids as possible.
Right. And right now we do have some kids participating in the program that come from Glenwood, and we're looking to expand into the Glenwood, you know, the Glenwood area right now. We're just waiting for the numbers. But right now we do have kids come from other towns to meet the group in Carbondale.
Okay. And the Family Resource Center has really been generous in helping to provide scholarships for students who need to attend the program, but maybe, you know, finances aren't, they're not able to do that on their own. And so, you know, we take donations as well to help provide additional scholarships for students, and then also for the renovation of the RV to make it a classroom type space.
We never want cost or finances to be an issue. We will take kids, you know, based on donations and, like Lindsay said, scholarships through the Family Resource Center, but cost can never be
a deterrent
for joining our groups.
Okay. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, I'd like to talk a little bit more about specifically what you do during your class time with these kids. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're talking with Maureen Thompson and Lindsay Selig from Rocky Mountain Kid Clubs. Again, the website is rockymtnkidclubs.org. Again, currently just in Carbondale schools for kids between kindergarten and seventh grade, borrowing some space, you might say, from the orchard, from the neighbors, from the orchard. So, as I'm listening to this, the first question that comes to mind is, aren't these things, isn't this normally something that teachers would be trained to identify and deal with during class time? And obviously the answer is no. And so why, and what do you do differently than what is done during the course of a normal class period?
Well, I think, you know, I think there's been a really great push within the school systems to incorporate the socio-emotional learning into the classroom. But, you know, teachers are so busy and there's so much to get done in the day that the one program that we do offer is kind of for the kids that we kind of say when the breathing doesn't work. So we offer in our socio-emotional wellness group that's on Tuesdays, we offer direct instruction on cognitive flexibility. What happens when we don't get our plan A, kind of, you know, when you don't get stuck on plan A, we say plan B is better, flexible is faster. Those kind of, that group focuses on giving kids strategies and really teaches kids that there's always a different way. Let's not get stuck on this. Let's not break down when my mom says it's time to get ready for bed. I'm in the middle of a game. Let's not lose it. That we use several different curriculums, combination over the years. We've learned that there's a few great programs out there, and we've kind of pulled all the really big pieces from different curriculums and teach kids how to deal with disappointment, compromising, cognitive flexibility, how to engage with a friend. So if a friend is telling a story, how to ask the friend about the story versus taking the story in another direction, talking about your story, making it your story. How to play one game when you want to play a different game, and then take the time to be like, okay, so now let's, how are we going to work out who goes first? Just really interactive, just working together, and how to not always be stuck on my way, getting what I want out of the day, really.
Yeah, and how to recognize symptoms in your body of when we use a feelings target, and that the whole idea is to stay on target in the green zone where you're calm, you're relaxed, you're feeling good. And when you're off target, how do you recognize that before it is out of control? Is your stomach upset? Are your muscles tight? Are you feeling hot? Like, what are those signs? And then that's where you have an opportunity between feeling and behavior to make that choice for a healthier option instead of blowing up and the kids then feeling around, you know, the kids around you feeling unsafe because your behavior is unpredictable. And as Maureen said, you know, the schools are really trying to incorporate a lot to try to address this, but it is in a more larger group setting versus more individualized plans and skills.
You have a couple different programs at the Orchard currently. Describe what each of those is and what may happen in a sample period. What is it, about an hour do you spend with these kids?
90 minutes.
Okay, so hour and a half. So what happens during that time, and how do you bring those curricula you referred to earlier into those conversations?
Well, we start by having a little bit of time when we first get together to play and be outside and just enjoy, you know, burning off some energy and getting to know each other, just hanging out together. A little more comfortably.
Transition from school to get some energy
sure.
out.
Sure. It's so interesting, just as a sidebar, you know, when I was in school, they were always cutting back recess because, you know, they wanted more time in the classroom. In the last few years, they've actually realized, wait a minute, actually, if we give the kids a little bit more time outside, it actually clears the brain
Absolutely.
And allows you to zero everything, and then you can go back in and you actually learn better after that.
Absolutely, exactly. Yeah. And that also gives us a chance to kind of just observe and see where the kids are at a different, you know, on each, actually each different week we come because some kids have a tougher time in school and they bring it to the program, and we just kind of gives us a chance to get a read on where everybody is. And then we meet inside and we have our snack and we outline the activity or our plan for the day. We do a check-in, like Lindsay had talked about the feelings target. And one of the things I think is really important is we find that when Lindsay and I share about how our day is or where we are on the target, kids assume that you have it all together. And this is like, you're just showing up and this is great. Where yesterday we were explaining how we had a new group start and we had some new kids and we were a little bit nervous about it. And they were surprised that as an adult that we were nervous. So it's nice because I don't think we always wear a sign that we're anxious or overwhelmed or worried or excited or furious, or whatever the feeling. Nobody has a sign on how they're feeling, and you assume that everybody has it together, looking at our neighbors and looking at our friends. Not everybody has it together 100% of the time, and that's kind of the thing that we'd like to stress with the kids, that we're all nervous at different times, we're all worried, but this is how we deal with it. And then we have a weekly topic that we talk about.
And during that check-in time, though, you know, not all kids get an opportunity to share what's going on in their life or to have a few minutes to just talk about themselves during the day and in a supportive group setting. So they each get a chance to either give a number 1 through 10 of how they're doing today, with, you know, 1 being the worst day ever, 10 being the best day ever, and going along with the feelings target, and then like what's going on in their life. And they really, really appreciate just having those few minutes to connect with each other.
Mm-hmm. And then we'll have our weekly topic, which is just following along, just providing more skills and strategies about different things that come up in life and how to deal with it. And then we always have a really fun and creative activity. So yesterday, for example, we had everybody draw a spring scene, and there were all different parts and there was 7 different beautiful pictures that the kids drew. And then they had to pick one thing from their scene and create. We did it on a Lego board. And create a scene together. So it's like everybody brings something to the whole picture, and together all of us create something wonderful. And they loved it. And so everybody had a rainbow. Well, you may not get a chance to, what if you're not picked to create the rainbow? What are you going to do, or how are we going to work that out? Do you have a backup plan if you're not chosen to make the rainbow on the Lego board? And the kids did great with it. And we always play a game. There's always a fun game, and they picked the funniest games. Like yesterday, they wanted to play musical chairs, and they loved it. Like we were like, oh, that's easy enough, you know.
Played musical chairs since kindergarten.
You wouldn't believe it; they loved it.
And it gives an opportunity to see, you know, because we try to sometimes within the game, where, you know, in musical chairs there could be disappointment, there can be frustration, and how is that tolerated? Because, you know, the goal is to teach them these skills. And once they start to internalize them, then they'll be able to start using them outside of the group. It's, you know, it takes a process with adults as well, like to change our behavior. It's not something that just, oh, I'm going to go this 1 week and I'm going to learn this and then I'm going to be able to use it when it's time.
And things come up within the time of the group that we address in real time. So we set up the game and you don't want to, and somebody picks your color or you don't get a chance to go first, then we work on how to negotiate that. And then we apply the topics that we've been talking about, and we also have a whole this one great program we talk about has all these Superflex, it's called, and has all these characters that can take over your brain. And we talk about that. So is Rock Brain here? And what about Worry Wall? And oh my gosh, Glassman showed up. You really kind of broke down. How can we deal with that?
That sounds a little bit like the transactional analysis when I was in elementary school. You know, warm fuzzies and cold pricklies, I think, were the two states that that they talked about when I, what was that, like second grade or something like that? Yeah.
And it takes it, it's kind of like it, it's easier to apply something or to blame something else for you getting stuck. Like it's Rock Brain's fault. It's not.
Right. Well, refer to it in the third person.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Disconnected. It's dissociated, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Right.
Yeah. And we do, you know, we've made survival bracelets to help them remember the skills. We've made slime or putty to help them to remember to stay flexible.
You can't go wrong with slime.
No,
with
right. Capes. We have a superhero capes they made that were really fun.
Can adults go as well?
Yes. Yep, we're working towards that, that for our parent and an adult.
That starts about happy hour. The adult program starts at happy hour.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
And on Wednesdays, we have our Explorer series, which is enrichment programs. And Lindsay had done a bunch of enrichment programs within the school district, and then we've expanded upon that to continue with it, with the early release Wednesdays.
Yeah, a few years ago, when the schools went to the early release Wednesday, there was an enrichment program, and I was the site supervisor at Crystal River Elementary School. And I saw that the kids were able to start participating in these activities and programs that they might not have the opportunity to otherwise, and how much the parents and community really enjoyed this program, and the kids really, really loved these chances to give something a try before fully signing up for it. And so that's why we do rotating themes to be able to offer a variety of experiences for kids to take part in. And right now we have Inside, Outside, and Upside Down, which is just a really good program for the springtime, because depending on if it's raining out or if it's beautiful, sunny 60 degrees, that we have different activities that the kids all really love. And we have now created quite a base of kids that come to every program and really, really enjoy it.
Everything, every comment reminds me of something else. then the two of you listen, I know it is a connection, so you probably know that. You say Inside, Outside, and Upside Down. First thing I think of is my Grover record. Do you remember Over and Under and Through?
Oh, yes,
yeah. One of my all-time favorites. Again, the website is rockymtnkidclubs.org. Again, currently just involved in Carbondale schools, but looking to expand all the way from Aspen to Rifle, again, with that mobile classroom currently working on it. So if you want to learn more about what they do or about the schedule or about how you can get involved, just go to the website. Again, it's rockymtnkidclubs.org. They're also on Facebook and Instagram for those of you that like those platforms.
We have two other programs that we will be starting up in April on Thursdays. One is called Fabulous, and that is a girls' group. That group is absolutely fabulous. It is really just an afternoon of getting together with your girlfriends, which everyone enjoys. And we do all kinds of really cool crafts. We make jewelry. At the end of the program, we wear wigs and we have like a big dance party. We make the girls love to make these s'more pops. But the focus of that group is to how to healthy way navigate friendships. Girls are tough, and we want to get ahead of that teenage drama years and give girls the tools how to be bold bystanders and how to speak up for themselves and express themselves in a productive and healthy way, so they can, if something does come up with a friend, they can talk it through and continue on with their friendship versus isolating one girl or, you know, kind of little cliquish or sitting away from a girl and ignoring them or even just, I guess, picking on the other girl. So and we do skits. The girls love it. It's really been a fun program for us as well.
And how to feel good about themselves through that process. You know, it can be really scary to share with a friend that what they're doing is hurtful to you, or the eye rolling, or like all of these different nonverbal things that girls do to each other, and how to navigate that and how to feel good about themselves in the process.
Take one final break. We'll come back and wrap things up with Lindsay and Maureen in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon we're talking about Rocky Mountain Kid Clubs, co-founded by Lindsay Selig and Maureen Thompson. Again, you can learn more at the website rockymtnkidclubs.org. Again, currently just involved in Carbondale schools, but looking to get involved with that traveling RV between Aspen and Rifle, hopefully in the near future. Right before the break, Maureen, you were talking about Fabrilus. Sorry, you have to really enunciate that one. Fabrilus, the Fabrilus group. Okay, I think I've got it now. You also have a similar group for boys.
Yes, that group is called Breaking the Boy Code. And I can let Lindsay expand a little bit more about that. She had expressed about this film that was being shown in Carbondale, The Mask You Live In. And we had gone to see the film, and there was a gentleman that we had connected with who was promoting the film locally. And prior to that, we knew that there was a need to address these same sort of healthy approaches to expressing emotions and dealing with life stresses for boys. So the program really focuses on how to teach boys to be okay with emotions and not just express the emotions that we see like on the football games with just toughness and anger and, you know, just really be able to share what you're feeling. And this film, The Mask You Live In, was honestly, I was affected by it for about a week. I couldn't get it out of my mind after watching it because
it was a little more personal for you than
general, seeing how the message we're sending to boys is to be tough, show no weakness, and that's not okay for boys. It's not working. And the film, I mean, I thought about it all week long, and it just really touched me that we have to get these boys to feel okay with saying, I'm struggling, I'm having a hard time, I don't want to feel like I have to be out on the field and be so aggressive and angry and just have one or two aggressive emotions.
And as the mom of two boys, you know, I want to make sure that I'm teaching them these skills as well. And so, you know, I see it in my family. I saw it when I was working in the elementary school. I see it in the middle school. And boys are taught, you know, not to cry, not to show emotion, don't be a sissy, don't, you know, but it's like we all experience sadness or jealousy or embarrassment, but for boys, it's let's just funnel all of those down into anger. And, you know, we're seeing as boys are turning into men that they're harboring these emotions, and it's tearing them up. And so within the Breaking the Boy Code, we talk about what it means to be a male in today's society, in the modern world, and that it is okay to feel emotion. And so we do this. It's amazing we offered the program last summer, and it was really, really amazing that if we had this activity planned for them to be painting a scene or to be painting a shield, the conversations that were able to come out while working on these projects, you know, it's different than how we address it in the Fabrilus group, mm-hmm. where the girls are more open to sitting around chit-chatting, making their friendship bracelets and like but with the boys, you know, because they're focused on painting, there doesn't have to be that eye contact where it makes them feel more vulnerable. But to be able to bring up a topic and the things that these boys were able to share, there were tears that came out just because they finally felt safe enough right. to let some of these emotions out. You know, and we made a totem pole, and it was looking at animals and what, you know, symbolically, like different character traits that they can be. And so they would pick the animal. And so these small things that were able to spur these really powerful conversations was really, really impactful mm-hmm. for the kids that participated in this group.
And the boys were so honest and so raw about what was going on, and they were very much aware. The one activity we did, we had these giant cardboard shields that they made, and they were so honest and real about on the back side of the shield that no one could see the things that they were feeling and the feelings they had about themselves were so different than what was on the front of the shield. It was very, very powerful for both of us. Like, Lindsay and I would talk about it afterwards, and we were just like, wow. And meanwhile, there was no eye contact. We just directed them in the project, and we gave them the paints, and we had the cardboard, and the discussions just came out naturally, and they were so powerful. And like Lindsay had said, the one boy, we really helped him through a lot of things that he was experiencing that he wasn't able to talk to his parents about or bring up in school. And he was kind of a life-changing kid, I think, for us, for how honest and raw he was in the week that we spent with him.
Yeah, it was like they were finally able to take that mask off, you know, that we have these, you know, within the idea of the movie as well, that we have these masks that, like, oh, I'm going to just pretend everything's okay, and whether that's my even keeled appearance or the anger, like whatever mask it is.
Tough guy appearance.
You know, that they were able to take that mask off and just be real.
I remember my dad had a book when I was very young. Was a book about facades. And I think it was probably written back in the 60s. And it had a bunch of pictures in it. And, of course, since it had pictures, I was interested in it when I was, you know, 6, 7 years old, but had no idea. I don't even think I knew how to pronounce facade, to be honest with you. But it sounds kind of like exactly what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. You know, you always have, what am I trying to project
right.
at any given moment?
Right.
And you're also, in addition to those programs that we talked about, you're doing some First Friday presentations as well on in Carbondale. First Friday, April 3rd, and then May 1st.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And we have some really fun. Lindsay, I drive Lindsay nuts. I'm constantly sending her ideas for First Friday. Like, I'm already like, oh, my gosh, this is what we're doing. So we'll have some really fun activities. We'll have some prizes. We'll also have some information about our summer programs. And it's just nice to connect with the kids during First Friday and get our name out there and kind of share that we are for everybody. We're not just for kids that are really struggling. Our goal is to get ahead of this mental health crisis for kids. We want to be able to prevent the kids, the local youth in the Valley, from turning to drugs, turning to drinking. We want to really be able to give kids the tools to deal with things versus trying to escape and turn into, you know, unproductive members of society or have this unhealthy crutch.
Again, the website is rockymtnkidclubs.org. Contact information there. And you can also get a hold of them through Facebook or Instagram as well if you prefer to do that. Final thoughts?
Yeah, we're going to be offering an Adventures in Summer program, which will be a 2-week program. And it will be somewhat of an expansion of our Explore series where we're doing activities and projects along with like going on hikes, being in nature, and really just having fun time with the kids.
Making summer memories. And those programs will run, the Adventures Summers will run for two weeks at a time. We have it very reasonably priced so everybody can come. And then we will also be doing Fabulous twice this summer and the Breaking the Boy Code. And both of those programs will be Monday through Friday, 9 to 3 for 1 week.
Again, the website is rockymtnkidclubs.org. All the best, ladies.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, thank you so much.
It's my pleasure. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.